Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to home to get Stevens. Pretty moves to third. Platt moves to second. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos takes first base on ball four. Pretty scores. Platt moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Platt scores. Zarrilla scores. Kokos moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive towards first. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and has Judnick trapped. Sanford throws to third, and Dillinger tags Judnick for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sanford, and towards Pellegrini, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty bunts towards first. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerilla hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kokoz hits a line drive into center field. Judnick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Judnick. Kokoz moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to second with Boudreaux covering, to double up Kokoz. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Paul Lehner now playing center field. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Larry Doby. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sanford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanford moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanford scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zorrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Browns. Ned Garver now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Judnick hits a line drive towards first. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 3 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 4 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.